It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Out-of-state teachers can more easily get a license to teach in Colorado under a new law. CPR's education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Typically, out-of-state teachers must wait months and take additional tests to teach the same subjects in Colorado that they're legally teaching in another state. In 2023, Colorado entered an agreement with 9 other states. Teachers with 3 successful years in teaching within the previous 7 years could get a Colorado license. The bill strips the requirement the experience must be within the previous 7 years. The bill also speeds up the application process for teachers applying in Colorado. The bill goes into effect in August. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The reclaimed Pikeview Quarry, northwest of Colorado Springs, is becoming part of the city. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
City Council agreed to accept the donation of the 100-acre property adjacent to Blodgett Open Space. Dave Dietemeyer with the City Parks Department says the public will help inform the future of the former quarry.
We want to understand what the opportunities are and those concerns that we can either work around or address or identify if they're deal breakers.
Dietemeyer says potential uses range from wildlife habitat to a recreational bike park. The city is expected to officially take ownership of the property in mid-May. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The judge that called Tina Peters a charlatan will stay on the case for her resentencing. The former Mesa County clerk is due for a resentencing after an appeals court found potential First Amendment issues with her original 8-year prison sentence. Peters requested trial judge Matthew Barrett be disqualified from the case over bias. Barrett denied the request, saying Peters' team failed to prove bias against her. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. A cloudy Wednesday with some scattered rain, highs around 60.